Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast, your window into the world of AI innovation on the island of Ireland. Join us as we explore how AI is harnessed to tackle both business and societal challenges, revealing the cutting-edge solutions emerging from this vibrant AI community. Don't forget to subscribe for the latest updates and insights in the world of AI.
Hello everybody, it is Mark Kelly here, founder of AI Ireland and the AI Awards. In the run-up to the AI Awards, I'm very, very happy to welcome Dr. Emmanuel Popovici. Dr. Emmanuel is joining us as a representation from Embedded Systems at UCC. We're discussing their nomination for this year's finalists for Best Application AI in Academic Research Body. This recognition celebrates our assembly contribution to the academic institution where they've harnessed the power of AI to revolutionize research. And in this conversation, we're going to talk about some of this effort and research to be put into practice and some of the intricacies that go involved within that. Dr. Emmanuel, thank you very much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Mark, for giving me the opportunity to present our fantastic research.
Emmanuel, tell us a little bit about your research.
I am in the Department of Electrical and Electronic Engineering at University College Cork. And since 2005, we started a group called Embedded Systems. And our approach to research is a little bit unusual in the sense that we are looking at real-life problems and trying to solve those problems, maybe not through mainstream type of solutions. And this type of view, which is highly interdisciplinary, gave us the opportunity to win many, many awards across the years. So we develop things as simple as dancing toys for children with disabilities, interacting with toys. We developed we put sensors in beehives to monitor, again, beehives and help beekeepers in take the best decisions. We particularly looked into disadvantaged communities, whether it's coming from all sorts of spectrums of life or problems of life, particularly from taking the problem from a disadvantaged community perspective, whether it is the bees, whether it is the toys, whether it is the health, as in this particular application, we sort of look from that particular perspective. And more recently, I would say AI came to our help, that trying to fill a very, very interesting gap that is out there in exactly addressing this particular, let's say, disadvantaged community aspect or disadvantaged community problems. And here there are many, many different type of problems. And in this particular entry, we came with two particular problems that really link very much, or they are very close to our heart and our brains as well.
Wonderful. So collaborative efforts between clinicians, engineers, and AI specialists played a pivotal role in the success of your research. Can you share some insights into how this interdisciplinary collaboration contributed to your innovative solutions?
Very, very often the problems are out there and we just need to pick those problems and find the solutions. That's what pretty much we as engineers, we really like to do. We like to solve problems and we like to solve problems efficiently. And we get the greatest award once those problems are solved and save lives or indeed drastically improve the quality of life. Pretty much the same goal is for doctors, for medical professionals, and they look exactly for the same things. They basically provide us with the more detailed issues that they may have that is maybe above their capability of solving. And when I'm saying here, it's not necessarily capability in terms of intellectual capability, of course, it's more related to the resource capability, resource in the clinical setting, resource in solving, let's say, the particular specific problem for that medical professional. So I'll give you just an example. Some years back, we were approached by some colleagues in Ukraine, Interestingly enough, this was before the war, and they had a specific problem that they wanted to detect congenital heart disease. It had quite a big impact in the region of where we collaborated with. But many kids were not really given the opportunity even for screening those conditions or pre-screening those conditions because of all sorts of reasons, including, as I was mentioned, the lack of resources in the first instance, the lack of medical professionals in certain settings across Ukraine. So they were looking for a solution that is very, very simple and is pervasive, so everyone can sort of use it and used in the first instance as a pre-screening tool that they would select the kids that would go for a further screening, for example. And that's how the stethoscope for congenital heart disease came on. A stethoscope is a very, very pervasive device that has already hundreds of years of use, and basically augmented with AI, this digital stethoscope then can do miracles, can do cover at least a part of that gap that is between the resources on one hand and the need of the patient. So always looking at patient-centric as human-centric solutions, I think that is something that we strongly believe in embedded systems. So this is one example. Another example is the brain and trying to find anomalies in the brain in some of the toughest instances when the brain is not even fully formed, that is for neonates. In that particular case, again, we identified the lack of resource coverage across the world, particularly in disadvantaged communities being particularly affected. And notwithstanding, even in more developed countries such as Ireland, even though we have those specialists around, they might not be available 24/7 when the problems may occur at any time. So basically, the idea then was, how can we get a tool that wouldn't be disrupting the protocols existing in the hospital and would allow us detect accurately and efficiently all these anomalies in the brain activity. We call those seizures, and we detect them by using some electric signals called electroencephalograms or EEG. So that's how our idea with sound came. So rather than analyzing the brain waves by means of only AI, we also introduced sound in the mix. And that is, again, due to the human-centric, we put the human in the loop. So our tools wouldn't work without human. So a problem informed by the medical professionals, they also participate with data in many cases. And here, I would even stress even more, we need even more data and even more interaction with medical professionals in that particular aspect to develop even better tools to satisfy those needs.
And that kind of ties into my next question is in terms of explainable AI is a key feature in the medical domain, ensuring that decisions can be understood by human professionals. How does your work incorporate explainable AI or XAI to enhance the interpretability of the AI-driven diagnostic tools?
That is a key question, and that is a key domain, I think, in the medical applications. It is the use of explainability, explainable AI or explainable tools in certain ways. So we are using state-of-the-art AI, and many people are doing that already. So it's nothing really new that there are those efforts at global scale. What differentiates us is the fact that we are giving this AI an extra layer of explainability through using some feature of the humans, a feature that is basically trained for thousands of years. And that is the ability or our acuity human ear to listen to sounds or special type of sounds, if you wish. In particular, screaming sounds humans have a special acuity for the human scream. So basically, brain waves do not really have, we can't listen to brain waves just straight away because their frequencies are much, much lower than the audible domain. So we need to do a translation between the frequencies of the brain waves and the audible domain in the first place. And we are doing that in a quite smart way by using a number of tools. One of them is Face Vocoder. Some other tools that we used before are called also AMFM. And there are quite a number of them out there in the audio domain. But what is very, very interesting is that AI, now it's used as attention mechanism for segments of interest, which we can then listen to. Yes, so we can, or we show in one of our Nature Scientific Reports paper, that by using human plus AI plus sonification, we can actually improve the performance of AI. And that is wonderful because basically, not only that we have an explainability given by this acuity that our human ear is capable of distinguishing slow evolving signals in time, and that is built in our ear. It's built in our natural neural network, if you wish. We also have this extra benefit of actually performing even better than AI in limited surveys that we really have so far. But that is a very, very encouraging direction, which we would like really to follow in the near future, to see whether we can even further improve that particular performance.
Yeah, it's very, 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 very exciting. So looking ahead, what do you see as the most promising applications of AI in academic research? And how can academia further embrace and leverage AI technologies to push the boundaries?
Yes, so everyone nowadays is discussing about generative models and stuff like this. Everyone has quite a bit of hopes and expectations, I think, from applications of AI. In my case, in our case right now, is medicine, and quite a lot of very, very interesting directions in that particular sector. However, I would really say that one of the most interesting application of AI is a type of applications in which AI empowers the human being, in which the AI and humans are actually cooperating. So each of them sort of complements the other. Yeah. So for example, I gave you already the analysis of AI assisted sonification for brain wave analysis and showing how, for example, our ear really complements very, very well the AI ability to find something that is unusual. I think that type of applications, including also generative AI models, those type of applications in which we have this type of interaction with human in the loop are the ones that are most promising. And I'm saying that because many, many factors. We as humans, we can drastically simplify then the AI models. That is a huge, huge problem still. We have very, very large AI models that in many cases, they are not really amenable for implementations on the edge or very close to the cot or very close to the patient or very close to where action really happens, where it's really, really needed. So we still have to do quite a bit on that side, how to simplify those type of models. And I think this communion between human and AI can play a really, really big role in that particular space. That's why we follow type of applications in which human and AI work together.
Dr. Manuel Popovici, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast today and sharing a little bit more detail about your best application of AI in academic research body finalists award that you're up for on the 21st of November, 2023. Thank you very much again for your time.
Thank you so much.
I'm really, really excited to unveil my new book, AI Unleashed, Navigating the AI Revolution as a Business Executive, which is now accessible to purchase on Amazon and Amazon Kindle. This publication is the fruit of half a decade's worth of meticulous research and high-level conversations with experts in the field, both in Ireland and globally. The book is particularly timely, featuring current discussions on AI governance in the European Union and North America. If you're aiming to grasp the full scope of AI, ready your enterprise for its transformative power, and utilize it to your advantage, this book is specifically crafted for you. It serves as a pragmatic guide, clarifying misconceptions and presenting real-world insights for leaders entering the AI sphere. The book covers an extensive array of subjects, from AI's role in diverse industries to generative AI applications, and provides guidance on avoiding typical missteps in AI initiatives, all supported by the most recent studies. Additionally, the book highlights case studies and applications that have earned accolades at AI awards throughout the years and emphasizes top-notch AI utilization in Ireland. For executives, polyarchitects, or technology aficionados seeking to make sense of the intricate world of AI, AI Unleashed, Navigating AI Revolution is your essential handbook. So it's now available on Amazon. This book furnishes you with the expertise and instruments required to deploy AI more effectively and ethically.